Bank of Cardiff. This is Sam.
Hey, Sam. Good morning. This is Abner, Business Software Consulting. How are you doing?
Hey, Abner. How are you?
Good, good. Can you call me about an hour ago or something?
Oh, okay. Yeah, that's right. I mean, give me a second. I'm going to pull up your file here. Let me see if I remember right. It looks like you reached out to us last week about, I think it was our working capital programs. Was that right?
Yeah. Yeah, it was. I was trying to get some additional funds, some upcoming projects that I don't know if I sent you any of my information before. Or,
Let me see. I'm pulling it up right now. Okay. I don't think I have an email. I just have some preliminary information. So basically, do you have a couple minutes to talk right now? I mean, are we good?
Sure, sure. Go ahead.
Okay. So the business, it's business software consulting. And are you the 100% owner over there?
Yes, sir.
Okay. All right. And how long have you been in business?
Since 2005, November 2005.
Okay.
About 11 years.
All right. And are you incorporated?
Yeah.
Okay. All right. So, you know, we do have a lot of different programs. It kind of depends on, you know, what your specific need is. So why don't you tell me just a little rundown of what you're looking for here, and I'll point you in the right direction.
Just a loan, kind of like a working capital loan, maybe $30,000 to $50,000. You know, because you know, a lot of the options that I've been getting out there is just, you know, short-term loans, and they're really tough. So maybe something like it's at least 2 years to repay back or something like that would be good. Yeah.
Okay. All right. Now, what were you looking to use the $30,000 to $50,000 for?
This is working capital. We have some projects that we have to, you know, invest, maybe hire some additional consultants or buy some equipment, you know, a couple of things to, you know, get the project ready, because we get paid in installments, at least two or three. You know, we usually get paid back between 30 to 60 days.
Okay. And how soon were you looking to get the funds in place?
I would say within 30 days, something like that. We good.
Okay. All right. All right. So a couple, I guess, qualifying questions for you to see exactly where we're going to fall in here. What do you guys do for your top line revenue? So for gross annual sales.
This year will be around $500,000.
Okay. All right. And is that up or down from last year, or about the same?
A little more last year.
Okay, nice. All right, and how about as far as your personal credit goes? What's that look like? Is it good? Is it bad? Is it somewhere
right now
in the middle?
It's not good. I have high utilization. It's probably around 600, 610.
Okay. All right. And do you, I mean, have you done a working capital loan before?
Yeah, we got a year ago. Last year, we got one. Year before, yeah.
Okay, do you have any open working capital loans right now?
No, not right now.
Okay, all right. So you said you've been looking around for some options for this next round. What kind of feedback have you been getting?
Well, because of my credit, I've not been getting really good offers. I've been getting very bad offers, actually.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, so that's the feedback I'm getting, you know. 6 months, but payback, you know, really high daily payments. I hate daily payments. I wouldn't really do it unless there was no other option. But
sure. Okay. Now, as far as so I see, you know, you're getting shorter terms than what you want for the. Are you getting approved, or is it in the same, you know, range for the total amount, 30,000 to 50,000, just on a short term, or is it a lesser amount as well?
No, I've been getting approved up to $55,000 without any. I mean, without major problems. Just that the terms are really, you know, like tough. You know.
Okay.
6 months. I get like 1.45, 1.50 payback rates. That's how they call it.
Oh wow, I see.
Yeah.
So yeah, you're talking high end, short term too. Okay. Yeah. Now, how about as far on the credit? is it what's the driving factor that's pulling the score down? You said it's the utilization. Is there anything else on there that's creating any problems?
No, I mean I don't have anything, you know, like bankruptcies or any, you know, judgments or anything like that. Just high utilization.
Oh, okay.
Payment
okay, good.
Is good so far. So it's
okay.
So that's the main factor there.
All right. Now,
I will be willing to get a lower amount if I get a good terms. Even if I get 25,000, then the terms are good. I will take it. Yeah. But the terms I'm getting are really, you know, killing.
Okay, I see. And they've all been coming back with daily options for you?
Yeah, daily.
All right. What type of payment are they coming back with?
Anywhere from 450 to 650 a day.
Oh wow. Okay. Oh wow. On that, yeah. All right. So here's a question for you. Now these programs, they're tied directly to the bank account, right? So how does the bank account look each month as far as your unending balances goes? Do you have a little cushion at the end of the month, or does it get close to zero?
No, we're pretty good. We try to keep at least one month operating expenses there as a reserve.
Oh, okay.
So the average, it's almost zero. Every month around 30,000 ending balance, so it's not bad. But
okay, that should give us a little room to work with, you know. Really,
reserve, yeah.
Yeah. Okay. Now, who have you applied with?
Global companies.
Are they strictly working capital financers, or are they banks?
Working capital financers, no banks, no.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, no banks. Because you guys are like a regular bank,
we're one of the few that, you know, we're a bank and we do working capital as well. So usually you'll find, you know, a traditional bank doesn't have working capital, and then working capital lenders are strictly working capital. So we actually kind of cross that boundary, and as a result, we have a lot of different programs that are available. Now, judging by what you've told me, you know, with the utilization being really the main issue with the credit, and you don't have any past bankruptcies or a tax lien or anything like that, that's going to keep a lot open to us, especially if you have, you know, 1 month operating capital reserved in the bank account. I'm going to have some options for you. Absolutely. Now, as far as a 2-year term, that would probably be the top end of as far as I could go. I won't know if I can get that far until I actually take a look at a little more details on the file, but you know, bottom end, I'm just, this what you're getting offered, the 55 at 6 months, I know we can meet that at 6 months and beat the rate that you're getting. I'd like to go, you know, stretch it longer for you though, because it seems like that's what you're looking for, right? Are you looking for the longest term possible, just something that's an affordable payback?
Yeah, it'll be better.
Okay. Well, yeah, you know, just based on this preliminary information I have, I think we're going to have some options for you. The next step probably is going to be, let's just get you approved. I'll get you approved for the largest amount and the longest term, and then we can kind of work backwards from there, see what makes the most sense.
Okay.
So to get you approved, I'm going to need a couple things from you. It's probably not going to be too different than what you've already put together, so hopefully it's going to be an easy process. But what I'll need is, it's a one-page application that I can email to you, and then I'll need 6 months of the recent bank statements.
Okay.
And the most recent business tax return that you have. So did you guys finish 2015?
No, we haven't done 2015. We did an extension, because 2015 was, you know, much larger than 2014, so we're just trying to find some final numbers.
Okay.
We'll be probably getting done soon, maybe by the end of the month, early September.
Okay, well, no worries. What I can do is I can work on the 2014 tax return. I'll just need the extension that you filed with 2015.
Okay, yeah.
All right, and then how about, do your customers pay you with credit cards?
Yeah, credit cards right now is more and more every month. It's over 50-60% of the payment.
Oh, okay. Okay, so if that's the case, then I'll also need 4 months of the merchant processing statements.
Okay.
So it's just the bank statements, the processing statements, and the tax return with the extension. And I can go ahead and get you approved with that and then come back with a couple different options as far as total amounts and terms that we're working with. And we can go over the payback for each of those. Now, I want to give you some honest feedback. With the credit score being around 610, we're probably, especially for a first-time customer, we're probably going to be looking at daily payments as an option. We have monthly, we have weekly, and we have daily available. But for first-time borrowers, daily is usually the only thing that's available, especially if the credit is below a 700. Now, the way that it works is we operate as a relationship-based bank. So once we establish the relationship with you and you show that you can make the payments on time, we then open you up to refinancing options where there's additional cash available. The terms are extended to a longer length, and a lot of times we're able to work you into from a daily payment to a weekly payment. So I just want to be upfront that right away, I think it's probably going to be a daily option, but we can have the weekly option, you know, on the table for the future.
Okay. I mean, and the way you do it is you charge a fee, or is it a regular interest rate? Because
for the payback?
Yeah.
Sure. So what we'll do is, you know, when you decide the amount that you want to borrow, we'll tell you the fixed amount that you're going to pay back. So there is, we can translate that into kind of a total interest cost, but really what it is a cost of funds. So it's not going to be an APR. Instead, it'll be something along the lines of if you borrow $50,000, you're going to pay back $60,000.
Right. And then, so it's just like, for example, if you pay back a month later, there's really no benefit because you don't save any money.
Well, actually, with our programs, there is. So that cost of funds is going to be the fixed cost. So you're going to have a fixed daily payment. But we offer discounts for paying it back early. And then also, our programs, when you reach the midway point of the term, you're eligible for a renewal option where if you take on more additional cash, the remaining interest balance is forgiven. So like I said, we're a relationship-based bank, so we put a lot of stock into our customers returning. So we really incentivize returning business by giving you a break on that initial initial interest cost.
Okay, so basically, you know, if we renew midterm and the only thing you carry forward is the principal, you don't carry any.
Exactly that, yeah.
Okay. Sure. Yeah, send me the application. Let's see what we can get from here. Maybe it will be a better offer.
Sure. Now, the email address that I have for you, it's abner@bscmiami.com.
Yeah, that's correct. I got your email that you sent before.
Okay, perfect. So I'll send you another right now. It'll have the application in there and then the list of what I would need. You'll also have all of my contact information too, so you can give me a call or shoot me an email if you have any questions, and I'll get right back to you.
Okay, sounds good.
All right. Were you going to try to get that stuff back to me today, or what type of timeline were we looking at?
Yeah, it's 1 p.m. here already. Probably by the end of the day, if not early tomorrow. Yeah.
Okay, sure. I'll send it out now, and I'll be on the lookout for it to come right back to me.
Okay, appreciate it.
Okay, thanks a lot, Abner.
Thank you. Bye.